And let's discuss this more with Haiti's ambassador to the United States. Bokshi Edmond is on the line from Maryland. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning to you, Stephen.
So we just heard our correspondent, Jason Beaubien, list several people in Haiti who are claiming in various ways to be in charge as an employee of the government, as the ambassador. Whose authority do you recognize right now?
I mean, for now, I must tell you that the only prime minister that was dealing with the issue is the interim one, because after the president assassination, there was a political vacuum, and the interim government has to step in and to make sure that they, to assure the continuity of the state. When it comes to the other arrangement to make sure that who's going to be leading or not, it remains to be seen. But the current situation now, it's only one prime minister, the one who was the interim one.
This is Claude Joseph that Claude you're referring Joseph. To? That's the prime minister? Because there's two people claiming
indeed.
To be prime minister.
Yes, Claude Joseph, indeed. Because he's the interim prime minister. He was there, Ariel Henry, the named prime minister, was charged to form a new government. But unfortunately, in the process of forming the new government, the president has been assassinated. Since there was an interim government, they had to step in to make sure that there was no political vacuum.
Okay, but so the man that the president tried to fire is the man who you recognize as prime minister now. And Joseph, the prime minister, called for U.S. troops. He's getting U.S. assistance with the investigation. Doesn't look like he's getting the troops. I'm curious, why did he want them?
Now, I believe that most importantly, the reason he did a request for that, because remember, we have a fight going on against gangs, because this country has been infested with gangs, financed by drug cartels, by different groups. So those key infrastructure, the ports, the airport, the storage where the fuels are, all those things, there are a lot of very key infrastructure that the national police themselves, they won't be able to make sure that they have a full control, because there are so many other issues, few other situations to face. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to have some technical and military assistance to make sure that those key infrastructure are being secured.
I want to ask Ambassador about the assassinated President Moïse and the state that he left the country in, because it certainly is important for Haiti's future. Yesterday on the program, we heard from Amy Wilentz. She is a journalist with long experience in Haiti. She writes about Haiti for The Nation, and she was very critical of the assassinated president, said he had been dismantling democracy. I'd like to listen to a little bit of that. Let's hear.
He was moving toward dictatorship. He had shut down all other what we call checks and balances on the presidency. He had allowed the legislature to die. He had fired judges from the Supreme Court. And he had also allowed the municipal governments around the country to be decimated and then appointed new mayors.
Ambassador, on a factual level, that seems to be true. We just heard Jason Beaubien say there's hardly any senators left because the Senate elections haven't happened for years.
Yeah,
is that a fair summary of the state of Haitian democracy?
No, listen, Amy. I mean, I always consider Amy as someone who probably would on Haiti's side, but he's not. I think it's a one-sided story. Yeah, she didn't tell you that those judges have been involved, have been trying to overthrow the president as well, because three judges, each one is belong to one political party. There is no way here in the United States a judge or a Supreme Court will have been involved in any political party to topple the president. I believe it won't be seen. I mean, those are the facts Amy didn't tell you about. We're talking about
I want to ask, is it correct that a lot of elections haven't been held and a lot of Democratic positions have gone vacant?
Not only the president's responsibility to hold elections, because the president sent the law, the electoral law, to the parliament. The parliament did not vote on them. They sent the national budget with $50 million for election. They did not vote on them until they left. So therefore, that was not only the sole responsibility of the president. He did what he had to do. But the other side is because all those were part of the plan to come to that point, to a transitional government. That's what they wanted. Those are facts, Amy didn't tell you. So I believe there is not time now to send the blame to the president. I know a lot of people, including Amy, a lot of them did not like the president. We understand that. We understand they didn't like his policies, his reform they wanted. But at the end of the day, now they got rid of him. So,
In a few seconds, will Haiti hold elections in September as expected?
Absolutely. We need to hold elections because it's very important. Those critics who have been telling about the president, now it's time to have those elections. We need to go to have those elections so we can renew our democratic institutions so democracy can prevail in Haiti.
Mokshi Edmond is the ambassador from Haiti to the United States. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you so very much, Stephen.